running for titles in the Upper Peninsula, and why is this football team playing that football team in round one? We'll explain. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The football playoffs start this week with 256 teams and 11 player and 32 8-player teams all qualifying for the postseason. You watch the selection show on Bally Sports Detroit and have studied the pairings on MHSAA.com, but how did those matchups come to be? What goes into placing 288 teams in 10 different divisions? All season long, teams earn playoff points by 1. Beating teams, and 2. Having their opponents win games. The system values playing a strong schedule. After 9 games, the 32 teams with the most points in the 8 11-player divisions and the top 16 teams in the 2 8-player divisions all qualify for the field. And then the fun starts. For each division, all teams are placed on a map and drawn into 4-team districts. Sometimes there is an easy, natural grouping. Other times you're choosing which of two teams goes to the UP to play and which might head south a couple hours. Travel considerations and proximity to highways are key factors when placing teams. Once districts are selected, they are paired into regions, with two regions on opposite sides of the bracket. Those brackets are double and triple checked and then published online after the selection show. Lastly, what happens if two teams tie for the last spot in a division? If two teams have equal playoff points, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. If the teams didn't play each other, it goes to opponent's winning percentage. And if that's still tied, it comes down to a good old-fashioned coin flip. That's happened once in 2019. Game balls this week go to Detroit Catholic Central soccer player Drew Pearson. He tallied 3 goals and a 5-0 win over South Lyon, powering DCC to a district title. Shepherd senior runner Ariel Warner. She posted the second fastest time at the Jack Pine Conference Jamboree, helping Shepherd to a 13th straight league title. And to Colon wide receiver Justin Wickey, he caught 2 touchdowns and a 60-14 win over Tekonsha, setting an 8-player single season record in the process. He's now at 28 touchdown catches this year.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
You know, cross-country regionals are this weekend, and the top 3 teams will automatically qualify for the state finals. If a school finishes 4th in the regional meet with 4 or more runners in the top 20 places, and 8 or more complete teams finish the race, that school will also qualify a team for the final meet. But what happens if there's a tie between 2 teams? When there is a tie in team scoring, it shall be resolved by comparing the 6th place finishers from the tying teams. The team with the best 6th place finisher shall prevail. If one team does not have a 6th place finisher, the team with the 6th place finisher shall prevail. If only 5 competitors of tying teams finish, the tie shall be resolved by totaling the scores of the first 4 finishers and the team with the lower score breaking that tie and advancing.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. While football playoffs are just getting started, the Upper Peninsula cross-country champs have been crowned. Starting with the girls, in Division 1, Marquette narrowly beat out 2-time defending champ Houghton. Hancock repeats as the Division 2 champs. And Munising is your D3 champ. The Mustangs have now won back-to-back-to-back titles. On the boys' side, Marquette captured its 4th straight title. Painsdale Jeffers repeats as D2 champs. And in Division 3, Stevenson ran first, improving on a runner-up finish from last year. Congratulations to everyone on a great cross-country season in the UP. Next up are the Lower Peninsula Cross-Country Championships from MIS on November 5th. The Boys Soccer Championships are also on November 5th. 2 weeks after that are the Volleyball Championships, as well as the Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Championships. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.